You're listening to TSN 1200.
So Rutschman representing the potential first run over third. Mona Rios to face him here. Rios in the air right center field. He got some drive on this. Merrifield in front of the wall will run out of room. It is gone. It is a three-run homer. It is a big blow with a runner in scoring position and one more to boot. Opposite field. Power from Ramon Urias and the Orioles to begin the final third of the season. Surge in front on a three-run blast. On the ground a second. One from Odor. Two from Mateo. A win for the Orioles. 7-4 your final on a game-ending double play.
TSN 1200.
Welcome back to the fourth and final hour. TSN Mornings here on TSN 1200. Lever Sage in for JR. Sean Simpson is here. Big Red in for the vacationing Matt Hamer. And a question came in on the text box, Simmer, about why we're going to ESPN at 10 o'clock. Well, just to explain to people. And it says, when you guys are done at 10, why does station go to ESPN? First of all, you can't handle, I think, 8 hours of me. First of all, if we were going to get right to the drive show at 2 o'clock, there's no way people could go through that. And then second of all, with JR on holiday and Matt Hamer on holiday and Steve Lloyd on holiday and Kenny Walls on holiday, you can understand that, you know, with, like, let's be honest, not a ton going on these days in the month of August. We had ourselves a great July, didn't we? I think we did, Simmer, from the NHL draft to free agency. And I know it picked up around here because of everything the Sens did, but I felt like July was, like, right in the middle of so much going on.
Yeah.
That it is a little bit of a lull in the sports calendar.
Yeah.
But as I got up this morning and, you know, saw August 9th on the calendar, it hits you right away that World Juniors are starting tonight and that NFL training camps are getting going. And in another month, boy, things are going to be in, like, I can't wait. NFL, you're going to have huge play or baseball games going on. The CFL kind of gets serious after Labor Day with some of the things that they get into. And then with training camps in the NHL and the regular season beginning just after that. We're in for, I think, a fantastic fall of sports.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, Lee. And that anticipation after Labor Day, it's moved back a little bit, but I think back to playing hockey, you'd have to the Sioux for Labor Day. You'd head to training camp in the NHL right after. And when I turned pro, same thing. What's also really interesting, as you mentioned, pretty good chance with the Blue Jays. So much excitement with the Ottawa Senators. The cool part as well, how much fun is the month of November is going to be as things start to lull a little bit and the World Cup of Soccer coming?
Yeah.
I got to think this event is going to be right up there with the Olympic Games, right? As far as people wanting to congregate, hopefully hit some of the local spots, Lee. Like, I'm just expecting this to be absolutely off the charts and super excited about Canada playing at the World Cup, Men's World Cup.
Yeah, how can you not be? I mean, the first time since 1986, they didn't score a goal in 1986. When they did make the World Cup, and they have not been back since.
And it is now, I won't use the term by far, but it is the most popular sporting event on the planet. You know what I mean? The NFL certainly has a great day with the Super Bowl. I do wonder globally how many people watch for the halftime show and how many people know American football.
Yep.
But the Olympic Games, the cachet of that, the feel of it's just not nearly the same. This is the big club, and you're a part of that, and you're going into it. The recognition and the hype. And the other part that's very interesting, you know, not the fact we just, you know, the familiarity. Would Alphonso Davies be one of the top 10, 15, 20 most recognizable players in the world?
No question.
You know, and to that, it makes you one of the most, like, outside of in the other sport that would be right there with it right now is F1. Like, recognizability of an athlete on a global level does not happen very often. And Alphonso Davies is right in there. So you're rolling into town as a team that is feared, that all the energy and excitement and, yeah, as I said, it's really cool for the country to sit back and have a chance to watch this. And we're also, I think, at a point where it's all gravy. Not that we don't want to make it out of our group, but, boy, anything that's going to happen is probably going to be exciting, some good soccer, and I think it'll leave Fans just even more pumped for 2026 when we'll be one of the host countries.
Yeah, as long as you don't get blown out and you don't score a goal and kind of the same thing that happened in 1986. But there's a completely different feel around the team than there was.
That was a survival. Well. You were thrilled to be there. I still remember living in the United States and, you know, their first World Cup they qualified, Lee, it was, can they score a goal? And that's realistic. Well, first of all, I don't, you know, as far as blowing out, you know, you never know because we have to respect who they're playing. But there's also not a thought of going in to survive. Like, I think the mentality for Canada is going to actually try to take it to some of the teams. And you got an older Croatian team, a Belgian team that's certainly super talented. And I have not watched all of my tape on Morocco. But once I do, the Moroccan, that's just what I'm getting. That's all I got for my soccer side.
Well,
but it will, like, and I, my dream matcho would be if Canada ever played England and, you know, my God. Like, that would just be like, I can't even put from a hockey perspective, you know, I can't say the comparison of us playing England in hockey because it'll never, ever happen. But to be on that same pitch with them and to imagine the mix of emotions for everybody in Canada and, yeah, it's just be really cool.
And you think about that first game, right? They play Belgium in their first game.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're ever able to get out with, you know, a draw, I mean, I can't even say win because I'm not sure that that's a realistic expectation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you ever get out of that match with some points, all of a sudden, you're right. You're not thinking, can we survive? We're going to enjoy this three-game trip. You're thinking, can we get to the next round?
Yeah, I think there's a legitimate thought that, hey, that's not going to be like a shocker. It's not going to be like the, you know, 1980 miracle on ice. No, hey, this will be pretty good now. We're setting it up nicely, and I'm assuming, what time do you think the game's going to be on here? Like, are we feeling like a 10 a.m. kind of start? I'll have to look at the thing, but let's just say it's 10 a.m., and the Lee Meister's going to go out.
Yeah.
What would be the beverage of choice along with
the
food?
Am I hosting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
No. Of course not.
Okay.
Well, we have to remember that if the game's on, hopefully that's right in your time slot. Well, it wouldn't be. So, but anyways, just pretend you're just the lead.
No, I'm hoping it's in my time slot.
You're a man of the people, and you've gone out, and you're just deciding, you've hunkered down at a local spot.
Yeah.
What are you going with beverage-wise, and what would be kind of the meal of choice? And you could even say the establishment, because I know you got your local hangout that you go to.
Yeah, I got a lot of local hangouts,
I have traced you quite a bit as I've gone to different places around. One of the fellas at the Heart and Crown in Barrhaven, claims to be your friend.
Nice.
No, there's been a few people, so I always say, hey, is Lee? Lee comes in once in a while. Get laid out there.
Well, who is that, Cody?
Yeah, it must be. He's a bartender there.
Oh, but Cody's
mentioned.
The best.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been out there. I don't get out there very often, but when I was out there before, Cody's a friend of mine.
Okay.
I would absolutely say Cody's a friend.
Now answer the question.
So, beverage of choice.
Now, where are you going?
I can't
to?
Go with that marshmallow peanut butter.
No, you can go with whatever you want.
Well,
but they're not serving it there. So
yeah,
what are you gonna go?
So
with?
It'd probably be a nice Kronenbourg Blanc Rouge.
Okay, I don't mind. Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah.
If that were on tap, and where am I going to watch the game? That's a great question because. I'm not sure right now. I'd like to know kind of where people are going.
Do you not think, though, that every place is going to be packed?
Yes.
Like, I'm feeling like, you know, Canadian Olympic hockey. That's what I'm kind of feeling. So, yeah, to answer your question.
The Senate's a good place.
Oh, absolutely.
To go watch a game.
And they got a real beautiful location now on Bank Street as well, eh?
Yep, that's been there for a while. They're in Westboro as well now.
Oh, they are?
Right, yeah.
Wow, good for them.
With a third location. Okay. So. That's always a great spot to go watch a game, but there's lots of great spots, to go out and watch a game. But I agree with you. I do think the feel around those particular games, Qatar is 7 hours. They're 7 hours ahead of us.
Yeah. So whatever the time, is it double? No, it'd be single matches at each stadium, right? They've got six stadiums and they wouldn't play two matches on the same pitch in the same day like hockey does, right?
Oh, I think they would.
Oh, they would?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I think
you turn over the crowd that quickly, eh?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
So anyways, I go stay local, Riverside South, little Broadway's action.
Okay.
I'd probably set up with a nice wheat beer, to be honest with you. And I just would be right then. I think I'm probably coming off of work. I'm transitioning with two eggs over easy. I'd hold on.
You have the breakfast all day, though.
Yeah.
You can go any
time. I know, but I'd go two eggs over easy, wheat toast dry, and then I'd go with not grilled tomatoes, but just lightly done, and then a bit of ham. You can hold the fries. Mir and the boys can end up eating those, but that would be, I'd be slugging that down, start off with a nice.
It's completely the opposite of my breakfast.
Okay.
So you got to add the bacon. No, I like ham, but not. If I have the choice of bacon, I'm putting bacon there all
okay.
day,
yeah,
every
and
day.
Yeah, see, I'm the opposite, and bacon is extraordinary. I just feel a bit of guilt every time I have it.
See, but I haven't had it. I had it on the weekend. Hadn't had it for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And oh, my God, the taste.
It's some of the bacon. And they've got a great chicken Caesar salad, and you mix in a little bit of the bacon. One of the things I like to do, though, Lee, is with my toast, which is dry, mm-hmm. so it's not on there. If I slide in, and the egg's obviously got a bit of yolk going, you know, I just slide my ham in between, the nice creamy egg on top, and then you just work that like kind of a open-faced sandwich and bring out the knife and fork, right?
Yeah.
Now you're really, it's all coming together. You know, you're taking a little bit of the saltiness of the ham away, which neutralizing it a little bit never hurts.
This is a full breakdown. Yeah. I'm going sunny side up.
Okay.
On my eggs, because I'm a big dip the toast in the eggs guy.
Yeah, but
you can't trust over easy. Sometimes it gets over medium, and you can't do it.
That's a good call. Good call by you.
I've done that before, and I don't mind the over easy, but you never know what you're going to get with it. Yeah. So now I err on the side of caution with the sunny side up.
And then I've already, as you start to say that, and we'll get the Cammeister involved soon. But I'm already transitioning into lunch, and a solid, just freshly made two eggs, hard boiled, and they come out pretty fresh. Nothing running out, but just nice and fresh and hot. And I mix that in nice, not too much mayonnaise, but a little bit of mayonnaise, and then diced pickles. And I'm gonna put that on a nice, really nice, toasted wheat bread, or you can go even without toasted. And that's going to slide me right into my lunchtime. So if I'm doing a double shift for the soccer match, and especially if we win, then I'm doing that. What do you got, Cammeister?
For breakfast?
No, for soccer. Let's set up the Team Canada.
Yeah. Like as far as where I'm going to be watching from.
It's the whole thing, man.
I'm going to have a Perth honey, I can tell you that.
Okay.
Maybe with an Ashton blueberry.
Oh, nice.
On the side. Because I'm like you with the wheat beers. Give me a nice honey lager. Give me a good blueberry wheat beer.
Are you going any uniforms? Are you dressing in the colors, or is that too early?
Got to put red and white on if you're going to the Canada games.
Yeah, I think so.
100%.
Yeah. I think a hard time getting
I might wear black simmer just to represent my country.
Oh, very much so. That's historically. That's all you can think of. Okay, Cammeister, lay it out for us, brother.
Okay. So I'd probably get...
You've had some time to think about this, Cam.
Yeah, I know. I'd probably get like some scrambled eggs, and maybe I don't know. I have some whole wheat toast.
Simmer. I call him Bobby Hines sometimes, right?
Yeah, no, I know.
And we know the story here. Look, everyone likes what they like, and we totally understand that. But I loved Cam rolling up to the first time. Everyone was there. Most people that could make it from TSN 1200 orders the fish and chips. It comes before everybody else. And Simmer, you could not see the fish. Couldn't see the fish with the ketchup that was on the fish.
That's borderline absurd.
Well, that's what I thought, and that's why I call him Bobby Hines.
Because you could not see when
he grabbed the ketchup bottle, right? It's like, okay, well, it's fish and chips. I mean, you're going to put some ketchup beside the chips, and everything's going to be okay. No. Doused the fish so badly that you couldn't see the batter.
Now, if you're heading for the big one, a nice big tartar sauce on the fish is okay. You can do that. Now, you can also do a double dippage where you can do a slide of ketchup as you're coming across. But everybody knows when you're doing that, traditionally, you've got to go with the malt vinegar, and then you've got to go with the salt. And it's always a side dippage with the ketchup. You can't put it right on there, Lee, right?
I'm not a ketchup on fish guy at all.
And ketchup with the scrambled eggs, I'm okay with. I don't mind a little ketchup on the side there. So set it up. Now, your usual table at the Barifax, Cam, or what are you looking at for the breakfast?
Do you even know what that is, Cam?
No, I know.
The look on his face, Simmer, when you said that, he has no idea.
He's so slow bringing out the story. What do you got?
No, but he doesn't know what the Barifax
is. I don't really have anything cooked up for a story.
As far as where
like I would watch the game from, I would probably maybe just run over to Tim's and get my like sausage breakfast wrap and a two milk. But I don't. I don't really have anything. And just back to the fish and chips.
This might be the world's most boring man.
Oh,
I've just slid over to him.
Yeah.
We're Camster. We're taking. You'll come to Broadway's with me then.
Take him out a couple of times.
The face you made with this whole fish and chips thing. I made the same face with when you brought up dipping your toast in your egg yolk or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like to each their own. Everyone finds their own things gross.
Well, Cam, and first of all, that's absolutely right. It's just like music. It's having fun versus making fun.
Yeah.
Whatever works for a person when it comes to food. One of my favorite foods growing up was a little bologna steak. And back in the day, they called it Newfoundland steak. You mix that with a little KD. Now, never been ketchup in the KD, but that used to be a nice go-to. And I'm a huge mustard guy, so anything that relates to. And I've been real
what
big.
What kind of mustard? Are you like Dijon?
No, just regular.
Honey mustard,
just a
regular
good,
mustard.
Solid one. There was that whole phase of, and there's the odd time you get the Dijon mustard, but I've been so big lately on the sausage. And when I grill up my sausage, had them on the weekend again, a little honey garlicly, slides into the bun and it just wraps around nicely. And then I'm doing too much mustard though, to the point, and we know mustard can stain, right? So I'm just getting that right in there and just digging in. And that's been my kind of go-to this summer. I'm craving one thing and ends up being a sausage.
Lee, try poached eggs. Not as bad for you. And you get to dip the toast in the yolk from Enzo. I do like a good poached egg as well.
That's a lot of work.
It's
though.
Much more healthy for you, though.
Yeah.
Enzo's right. Hey, boys, 2 to 3 eggs over easy. Ketchup right at the yolk. Dip the toast into the yolk and the ketchup. Can't go wrong.
Yeah, that's a possibility. And anything is that yolk mixes around, though. And you've seen anybody that does a tartare or anything else in a lot of places. Have you been, Lee, where in Sweden on the hamburger, they put a cooked egg on top of it?
Love it.
Most things, once you mix an egg in with it, and for a lot of things, it's a fortification. Did you know that the Charles Bridge in Prague, that the fortifying of it was made with eggs? That was the original. Is it Charles or Clark Bridge? Whatever, the famous bridge in Prague. That's what they used back in the day. That was a big thing to kind of hold everything together before we had cement.
Really?
Absolutely.
Sometimes I think that Simmer's joking around and just trying to pull my leg on some European history stuff.
Yeah.
But sometimes it...
No, it's a true one. And as Mira always says to me, hey, I don't know if that's true or not, but it's incredible believable what you're saying.
Well, you're very believable. There's no question about
that. Now, people can check it on Google now, which can cause some trouble. But as far as the bridge itself, and Camster, you can look that up while we're on the air. Famous. I always mix it up, Charles or Clark Bridge. Fortification. We're talking like that. Those are some good eggs. We're talking like the 1500s, 1600s, eh?
Our good friend Noah, the bus driver, saw him at the Red Blacks game, and I know he was off for a couple weeks, but dedicated listener, and it was great to see him.
Yeah, good man.
Yep, you guys are killing me. I'll be joining you drinking a Caesar, enjoying over easy double bacon, split sausage, side beans, rye toast, and a side of cretins.
Wow, that's not bad. And you know what? I was never a Caesar guy, Lee.
Neither.
But I've really come around on the canned ones. And maybe just a little dabble of a little extra vodka in there and mix that around. Lots of ice, nice and cold. Yeah, I got to admit there, that sounds very Canadian-esque, along with the color scheme, as we're getting ready to rock and roll for a little Canadian soccer. And we also got to work on, and maybe we could do this as a group, we got to come up with some songs, Lee, right? That's one thing we're really lacking as a country. Like, we got nothing going when it comes to songs, eh?
What are we going to do? Like, you're right. We need some anthems.
Yeah,
like,
no,
and I
really
don't mean
do.
Our national anthem. I
no,
mean
no,
some,
no, no.
Like Canadian anthems.
Yeah, like the ole, ole, ole thing gets a little old.
A little tired.
We're going to have to come up with something to kind of get the troops going.
I like the way you are thinking. A couple texts come in. It is the Charles Bridge in Prague that you're thinking of. Another one. Good morning, gentlemen. Best thing going is breakfast Putin.
Yeah. See, here's the thing I'll say as far as the bacon, Lee. When it comes to Putin, how could you not like it? But I feel so guilty when I eat that. I reserve my poutine for my annual visit when we used to go for the 24-hour Tremblant, up at Tremblant, of course. That would be my goal of, okay, I know where I'm starting out. I know where I'm having dinner. I know where I'm going after. But late night is always going to slide down for a late night poutine right at the bottom of the hill. And that would be my go-to. But, hey, I can't argue with you. It really is hard to argue that poutine at any time of the day would not be tasty.
never appealed to me, but I'll probably try a poutine at some point, just to say I'm a Canadian.
You've never tried a Kempster?
Never tried poutine. Yeah.
Simmer, can you just take Cam out for, you know, a night or two, kind of show him around?
Yeah. Have you had a beaver tail?
I have had a beaver tail,
okay.
For sure.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. And I guess that kind of helps from an Ottawa angle, but yeah, that's kind of strange on the poutine, but hey, whatever works. And you're living out right where the some of the good cheese actually comes from, eh?
No, exactly. That's why I'm a very picky eater, and that's why very nervous throughout this whole segment whenever you guys talk about food, because my takes are, I think, very uncommon. Like, the thing that came to my mind immediately was the Deuces Wild from the Main Diner, my favorite breakfast of all time.
Okay.
Two eggs, two pancakes, two pieces of bacon, two pieces of sausage. So, yeah.
What's wrong with that? That's outstanding.
You're right. But
is it just
really
dripping in real maple syrup at this point?
Yeah. I have to have real maple syrup.
Oh, my God.
Table syrup.
When the real maple syrup hits the thing, and that smell of that going with the bacon and then the eggs, and then you just swallow up the French toast would also be nice. And a little thought out there for anybody doing French toast. Try a nice croissant. When you're doing that, instead of using bread, we've been doing that at home much better.
Okay.
But as far as what the Kempster just said, that swirl, the greatest smell in the history, well, food related, is when the bacon and the maple syrup come together. Like, that should be some type of a fragrance for your house, right? Like, seriously, can it get any better than in the wintertime if you walked into a house and you're like, oh, my God. You got the bacon and the maple syrup going?
That's why maple bacon is a big time hit.
Oh, that's why the whiskey is as well. Hey, anything maple related.
So let me break this down. Pavel is in on text here too with a huge text.
Yeah.
Feel like he's bringing something to the table here.
Okay.
November 23rd, it will be a 2 p.m. Eastern game.
Oh, okay.
Canada versus Belgium. And then the next couple, then we're going to have to get our breakfast poutines and everything we want out. Canada, Croatia, November 27th. It'll be 11 a.m. Eastern.
2 p.m. then. I guess we've gone into the chicken wings and nacho zone. Hey, that probably
nachos
makes sense
are
right
always
there.
Kind of the midday.
Yeah, that
snack
that right
to,
there
to get you between lunch and dinner.
Yeah. No. So yeah, we'll change that up a little bit.
And then a 10 a.m. start Canada against the team that you love, Morocco.
Yeah.
So 2 p.m., 11 a.m., 10 a.m. The three group stage games for Canada. You're right. I got to start thinking about the schedule.
And you also want to, just to show respect, but at the same time, we're not nervous. A real nice Belgium wheat beer or nice Belgium. Belgium's got some real nice beer, Lee, right?
Oh, fantastic.
So we just show
you. But can you drink a beer from Belgium when they're playing Canada?
Well,
I feel like you can't.
You drink it right before, kind of in protest, right? Just to kind of like, listen, we're showing a bit of respect here, but we're also not afraid of you.
Mm.
And then you go right into everything Canadian related, right? It has to be Molson Canadian, Canadian whiskey.
Anything local, I think, is okay.
No, that's
a
great point.
But yeah, I'm not drinking a Belgian beer during that game. That would be blasphemy.
That's a great point.
And no Croatian beer either. I'm sure Morocco makes beer. I don't know a lot of beers that come from Morocco.
Like, if you were to ask me, because Morocco is always an interesting place, right? It's a transition between Northern Africa and other places. I think of a lot of spices, but I would not be able to identify anything that, unfortunately, God, I'd love to go all that area. But I'm a little at the local beer store, kind of.
Moroccan beer is
Moroccan
not right
beer.
At the top
I don't
of
even
list.
Know if
yeah.
that does not seem to make sense or sound normal.
Yeah, I'm sure they do have it. It probably
absolutely.
Is great. I just don't know any Moroccan beer.
There's no country in the world you don't go to that doesn't have, you know, some type of their own tasty brew.
A Casablanca.
Oh, there you go. Hey, from the movie? Or is that an actual
thing?
Is
that a real beer?
So I just Googled best beers from Morocco, and that clocks in at 8 on the list.
Wow.
Number 1, Pelforth Ambry.
Okay.
Well, we'll have to make sure that we drink them in protest very early in the morning.
You should probably smash them, right? And that might be a way to get at it, Lee, right there, right? You take it, and not your car, but kind of like a christening of it, find someone else's car.
Yeah.
And you just smash the bottle, just like you do when you're getting a new boat. Right?
So what I've got out of this segment is what people like to eat for breakfast.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What I did take out of it as well is that we need a couple of Canadian anthems.
Yeah, we really do, Lee. Right? Like we need almost a moment where every Canadian can tune in to like CTV or CBC, and we kind of have a crash course here on songs, right? Like you go over, when I watch Anthony Bourdain all the time, like he'd go to these different clubs, and in France, they'd all go, both men and women had their own clubs to go to, and they just break out in song. And the other one, we could end up, Will Ferrell is actually quite good at that. Hey, do you remember the one scene of the one movie where he's at the bar there and he's talking to somebody and then he's got to lead back into, was that from Anchorman? Do you remember when they're singing in the background?
And he's got not a huge movie guy.
Okay, he's got to jump right back in, but yeah, no, we really need to work on something there. Like it could even be going back to like Four Strong Winds, you know, like something real historic there that we kind of go through, hey? Mm. Maybe some Gordon Lightfoot where you don't have to know the words. But you just kind of go through it
like
as a
Bob
group.
Dylan, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like Hootie and the Blowfish.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more. We need Canadian anthems for the World Cup and appreciate everyone's input on what they might be having for breakfast beforehand. But we got to prepare. I'll have to prepare for about a month without AJ. He's going to the World Cup in Qatar. So he'll be there as well. He'll also be on the drive this afternoon. With Graham Creech at 2 o'clock here on TSN 1200. Oh, welcome back to TSN Mornings here on TSN 1200. Lever Sage in for JR. Simmer and Big Red in for Matt Hamer. And Simmer.
Sounds like one of those tunes right there. You just bust out on the dance floor by yourself, eh?
Bananarama.
Just start giving it a go, eh?
This is Bananarama, not the Ace of Base version, correct? Yeah.
I believe, yeah.
Okay, good. Because I know Ace of Base put out a version of that song as well. That's kind of my childhood Bananarama right in the mid-80s.
Nice.
Simmer. Serena Williams, the greatest women's tennis player of all time, she's going to retire, and it looks like that is going to happen right after the U.S. Open. She wrote in the September issue of Vogue, 40 years old, there comes a time in life when we have to decide to move in a different direction. That time is always hard when you love something so much. My goodness, do I enjoy tennis, but now the countdowns have begun. I have to focus on being a mom, my spiritual goals, and finally discovering a different but exciting Serena. I'm going to relish these next few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And the send-off in the U.S. Open and trying to get one more major. Is she one behind for the all-time women's title or tied with Lee? I think that's part of the motivation and let down recently. But as you said, an argument of greatest.
She's one behind Margaret Court.
Okay. Not the, you know, obviously she's the greatest that we know women's, but, you know, she is in the argument not only greatest tennis player, man or woman, one of the greatest athletes of all time. And I find it interesting because if you had looked at their, you know, growing up, and if you watched the movie, which I think favored the dad, I think he was a lot harder on them than the movie portrays. But those would have been girls that I thought, you know what, they get a little later in life, and both of them have fashion design from the University of Fort Lauderdale, whatever it is, college. A lot of interest, a lot of money. I would not have thought that she would still want to play and play at this level. And also when she first came on the scene, for as talented as she was, you always wondered whether or not she was going to be able to keep her fitness, right? And it has just been, I think, incredible as tennis players, as people, everything they've done, accomplished, and represented. And it would be really awesome to see her go out with a U.S. Open victory and finish off just an absolutely incredible career.
She is first amongst women, second all time in major wins. Grand Slam wins, 365. She trails only Roger Federer in that category. And with 23 Grand Slam singles titles, one back of Margaret Court's all-time mark of 24.
Yeah, and I didn't understand in the until I watched the movie, but my perception coming up, Lee, was that Venus was going to be the better player. And Venus kind of came and went and still hangs around, but that's at least was my perception. And Venus, faltered and I think ran into some health and some injury issues. And obviously Serena just went right past her to the point of, you know, the domination that, you know, I think Sharapova was the best example of, you know, she couldn't get a match over fast enough when she played her. She just knew that she had no chance. And it was like, hey, if we can do this in under 30 minutes, then I can get on with my life.
Yeah. There are very, very few athletes in the world that when you, either walked out onto the court or the course or the rink or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But it, when you're playing an individual sport, to be that dominant and that intimidating that you would walk out and go, I have no chance.
Yeah, it would have been early Mike Tyson. It would have been a different extent Tiger Woods. But as you said, that's not head-to-head necessarily.
No, but still the same thing.
Final group on a Sunday. But no, you're absolutely right. It just, you know, next level as far as power and athleticism and intimidation.
I have the greatest respect for, you know, tennis players especially who, you know, it's great to have a team around you and everybody needs people to help support them. Mm-hmm. But when you're out there, you're by yourself and there is nobody to help you. And some of those matches that can go on for 4 and 5 hours, if they happen early in a tournament and you have to come back and play, you know, the next day or the day after and the recovery and fighting through injuries, boy, tennis players, I think, are at the top of the list of what they have to do for themselves. And to be that dominant, when we talk about the Federers and the Djokovic's and then the Nadals on the men's side and Serena Williams on the women's side, it's just absolutely incredible how much better they have been than anybody else.
Well, even to keep your fitness up, Lee, and team sports, you can get pulled along, right? You hop out in the rink or the field, this case, to go out and practice. And I think about swimmers, you know, the time that individually in tennis, I think it could be a whole lot more fun, but you still got to do all that. And then you look at a girl like Bianca and how hard it is when you run into injuries, you know, that tough time of trying to stay fit, trying to stay healthy, trying to balance it all, and understanding, trying to get back out on the court, that you've got to be at the absolute, you know, top of your game to have any chance, especially against somebody like Serena Williams.
So we don't know exactly when it is, but it's going to be soon, and it looks like it's after the U.S. Open coming up. Yeah. So,
it makes perfect sense, right?
Oh yeah, a lot of eyes will be on the U.S. Open already, let alone kind of in that environment and how the crowd will get behind her.
Yeah, and trying to prepare for the moment if she is struggling in a match and recognizing on the women's side when you're playing a best of three that, you know, it can end in a hurry. So, yeah, I would assume right from the very first match, every one of them will be sold out.
Oh, it will be, and it'll be a raucous atmosphere. Her last major win back in 2017, when she beat her sister Venus at the Australian Open and was pregnant at the time that she won that. Just an incredible. Yeah. The fact that she's even made it back and back to this level. I'll be watching. I'm sure the world will be watching.
Yeah, even at that time, amazing that she didn't break water. You know, able to hold it and win a championship and move on.
Simmer, if you're not able to hold your water, then you're not going to be one of the greatest, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, well, it has to.
It's a high watermark.
Hey, Simmer, the Will Ferrell movie was The Other Guys that you are thinking of. A bunch of texts came in.
Oh, gosh, that's right. I'm sorry, because I have a bit of an intertwining of, I would say, in recent memory or just overall, I would combine an Anchorman, The Other Guys, which was with, who's in that with him? Mark Wahlberg. And then I would combine that at the same time, you know, probably looking at a third movie, and I'm blankingly. Anyways. I mix kind of the lines and how that all relates, and Other Guys is actually a real, real fun movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
Oh, Step Brothers is the other
Brothers.
One. Yeah, so I get a kick out of that. But yeah, The Other Guys, that's a fun... If you want a quick watch with some pretty good humor, some back-and-forth storylines, it's actually... I'd highly recommend it. Midsummer.
So what do we feel like the anthem is going to be? Do you think it is going to be the Canadian national anthem that people are going to be singing?
No, I don't. I that one there is reserved for Victoire. Like, we need something in match. You got 90 minutes of soccer. Mm-hmm. Could be extra time. So by my calculation with the halftime, you know, we got to almost get to 2 hours, Lee. So, yeah, I think we're going to have to do it now. What'll happen, very unfortunately, and any bar that does this should be shut down, there will be people that try to pull the Neil Diamond. And if I hear that one more time.
What, Sweet Caroline?
Like, the Red Sox did it, and that's fine, but everybody else trying to cart it out, I don't know. I mean, maybe a little Celine Dion. Like, would there be one, I don't know if the Titanic one would work, but some different things you could end up doing,
okay,
right?
Okay, I'm going to tell you, it won't work.
Okay.
I think...
is it not, you know, everybody's working for the weekend? Like, you kind of get the guys going in that. But do you remember Four Strong Winds? That's a very strong Canadian song.
I don't remember
that. We used to sing it in class as a kid.
What about Home for a Rest, Spirit of the West?
I'm not sure. I've heard. What about the big, great big sea? And there a couple of those Irish songs that we kind of have where you break right out into a great tune, right? The real party ones. Hey,
I'm trying to think of. I mean, Consequence Free is a good, great big
and
sea
we
song.
If I can't get down. If we could end up changing the lyrics, we could say we're shipping out to Qatar instead of shipping out to Boston and the Dropkick Murphys. So maybe somebody could come up with that before the time starts. Hey, I'm shipping out to that could be AJ's song, right? I'm shipping out to Qatar.
I'm much better, Simmer.
Yeah.
Not talking while there are clippable moments. AJ gives us a lot of clippable moments. Okay. Yeah. And so I feel like that was a good clippable moment.
That's fine. What a hoot he's going to have, eh, though? What a great experience. And by the time it comes in 2026, but no, that really is. If you can get to that and you're a big fan and opportunity to go and see Canada, and it'll be awesome.
Well, it's a dream come true for him.
Absolutely.
It's one of his absolute kind of life sports goals. When it comes to it. So, yeah, he's already
fired
up.
Even how he's followed them around. And you recognize, like, you know, we're not the enemy of anybody. So when you go to these, I'm assuming most of the time it's pretty friendly. And, you know, Canadians have always been, you know, big supporters of the World Cup, even when we weren't in them.
Yeah. Canadian soccer anthem, Taking Care of Business.
Little BTO. Yeah, that could be.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, yeah, could be. You got to get them into kind of a sing-along version. And then you got the lead guy, and he'd kind of be singing and – then maybe the whole bar breaks out into the chorus, right? But I think that's something. I think we're onto something, Lee. Though
okay.
Could be set up, right?
Where, life is a highway. Somebody texted
that's
in.
That's not bad. We can exclude the death at a young age, but beyond that, that can mix in. Probably, I'm assuming a little bit of either Blue Rodeo, but the obvious would be Tragically Hip, right?
But it has to be a good pick me up song.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it can be.
No, I think it does.
No,
I think
for
the World Cup, you'd have to.
But you can bring different levels. Lee. You can sing it in a different way. Like maybe you just fast pace that Bob Cajun or, eh?
There's a wrench camera shipping out to Qatar.
Yeah.
From Caleb.
That's okay.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's not
fine.
Friday,
that's
Caleb.
Fine. That's fine.
Patio Lanterns.
Yeah.
Now, Matt Conisvita has this crazy hate on. For Kim Mitchell?
Yeah, so
I feel like there's a joke there.
Yeah, no, JR as well.
Really?
Well, I think it goes back to the Bob days, and there's certain songs. And
right.
I don't know if it was Patty O'Lantern. There's one that he actually went into the music person and said, I will not play that again on my shift. That's a strong stance. So, he's not a fan whatsoever of that.
Okay. Courage from the Hip.
Okay. Okay.
Which, not my favorite Hip song, but I think it actually works in this instance.
And we could even, you work in a little Neil Young. There's got to be a, like, growing up, Rush was kind of synonymous with being Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
So you could even break out, because you're not far from Christmas. We could do a little bit of Bob and Doug, okay?
I'm not sure Bob and Doug is working in the bars at 10 a.m.
Okay. Now, you could also, and if we just wanted to do a movie, with Top Gun having come back, you could have a little fun with You Don't Love Me Anymore. What was the song that Tom Cruise broke out in the original? Hey,
I don't know.
Come on, the scene where they're singing. They're singing to, hey.
Isn't that All the Right Moves? Tom Cruise is.
No, they're right in the bar, and he's trying to pick up the instructor. And You Don't Love.
I'm not a movie guy, Simmer, so.
You don't.
We'll get a couple texts in here, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Here in the next couple of minutes. It's been fun, Simmer.
Absolutely, brother.
Nice to see you on
that final hour. Was an incredible fill, a strong collaboration, and the energy between the three of us to mix that in.
Raise a little hell.
Oh, that would be that. Yeah, that would be excellent, right?
So
right?
We feel like we're onto something now.
Yeah.
Text coming in at 12-1200. Ahead by a century from the Hip, also noted here. Victory Day. So you're onto something. You're right. This
you
final
don't
hour.
Close your eyes anymore when I. You know that right there. Come on, Tom Cruise. Hey.
I still don't know.
It gets the whole bar singing. Oh, man.
I feel like I should pretend to
continue
not to know it just so you'll sing more.
It's a classic scene, though. And I'm not good at singing. And
you've lost that love and feeling?
Exactly.
Is that what it is? Jimmy S. is in. Another text is in.
I might have to go back and watch Top Gun today. So,
all right. Well, rest up then.
Yeah.
World Juniors for Canada begin tomorrow, but they begin today for six other teams. The Jays and the Orioles will do battle again tonight. Simmer, have a great day.
Yeah, you as well, brother. And we'll see you in the Cammeister tomorrow.
Yep. Cam, thank you very much. And we will be going to ESPN before AJ Jakubek, Graham Creech, Matt Connors, Vita coming up this afternoon at 2 o'clock on The Drive. And don't forget, don't hit that button yet, Cam. You know what's at 6 o'clock tonight? It's the Red Blacks radio show here on TSN 1200. Sir Vincent Rogers is going to join us here on the program and more. That's at 6 o'clock tonight. Hope you have a great day. And AJ, Graham Creech, Matt Connors, Vita, we'll talk to you at 2 on TSN 1200.